B2 listening paper, set 2. Task 1. You are going to hear a lecture about the links between happiness and health. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer A, B or C. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers.
Today I'm going to be talking about the links between health and happiness. Now, I don't know about you young people, but I know that when I'm feeling particularly low, not only do I find that I'm more susceptible to coughs and colds, but when I do catch one, it always seems to last longer. Whereas whenever I catch a cold or a cough when I'm in a good place and feeling reasonably happy, I tend to shrug it off in no time. And it seems it's not just me who is aware of this link between happiness and the immune system. An experiment was conducted recently in Manchester, where subjects were put into a laboratory and exposed to the aroma of melting chocolate. It was noticed that those participants who had previously stated that they were fond of chocolate had a marked response. This was evidenced in the presence of a particular antibody in their saliva following the experiment, and it has long been established that this antibody boosts the immune system. 45 minutes later, those participants whose saliva contained the antibody were tested again, and it was still present. Not only that, but 3 hours later, it was noted that the antibody response was even more marked. A similar phenomenon has been noted in another experiment, where participants were invited to share happy memories. Once again, the antibody was present in their saliva, but in this case, it remained so for several days after the experiment. So it would appear that doing something enjoyable, such as eating chocolate or sharing reminiscences with friends, make us happy, which impacts positively on the immune system. I recently asked a group of students for a list of things that made them particularly happy. The list included things like drinking wine, listening to music, eating rich food, and going for long walks in the country with friends. In fact, it was amazing how much the items on the list varied from person to person, with very few people choosing the same two things. Of course, things like drinking a lot of wine or eating too much chocolate and overindulging in rich food can actually adversely affect one's health, so the key is little and often. I'm sure you're all familiar with the old saying, all good things in moderation. I'd like to turn now to smiling. This is a very basic human response, which is found among humans in every corner of the globe. And it is something that we are all born with, regardless of the location of our birth. It's interesting that smiles have been proven to have a ripple effect. So if I smile at you, it catches on, with you then being more predisposed to smile at the next person you encounter. This ripple effect has also been noticed with drivers. For example, if you let someone out of a side turning, then they will be predisposed to show the same courtesy later that same day to another driver. Incidentally, being kind to other people has also been shown to increase your own happiness. It has also been proven that moderate exercise can boost the immune system. Here I'm not talking about a gentle stroll around the shops every day, but rather a brisk walk or some other form of physical exertion. Basically anything which gets the heart pumping. This will give you what is termed an opioid high, a feeling of peace and calm. The only danger is that some individuals can become hooked, and I've heard of people going running in the middle of the night simply to get that endorphin rush. Now let's turn to the link between depression and ill health. It has long been known that people who are depressed do not feel they have a sense of purpose. Consequently, they turn inwards. And then what happens is...
Now listen again.
Today I'm going to be talking about the links between health and happiness. Now, I don't know about you young people, but I know that when I'm feeling particularly low, not only do I find that I'm more susceptible to coughs and colds, but when I do catch one, it always seems to last longer. Whereas whenever I catch a cold or a cough when I'm in a good place and feeling reasonably happy, I tend to shrug it off in no time. And it seems it's not just me who is aware of this link between happiness and the immune system. An experiment was conducted recently in Manchester, where subjects were put into a laboratory and exposed to the aroma of melting chocolate. It was noticed that those participants who had previously stated that they were fond of chocolate had a marked response. This was evidenced in the presence of a particular antibody in their saliva following the experiment, and it has long been established that this antibody boosts the immune system. 45 minutes later, those participants whose saliva contained the antibody were tested again, and it was still present. Not only that, but 3 hours later, it was noted that the antibody response was even more marked. A similar phenomenon has been noted in another experiment, where participants were invited to share happy memories. Once again, the antibody was present in their saliva, but in this case, it remained so for several days after the experiment. So it would appear that doing something enjoyable, such as eating chocolate or sharing reminiscences with friends, make us happy, which impacts positively on the immune system. I recently asked a group of students for a list of things that made them particularly happy. The list included things like drinking wine, listening to music, eating rich food, and going for long walks in the country with friends. In fact, it was amazing how much the items on the list varied from person to person, with very few people choosing the same two things. Of course, things like drinking a lot of wine or eating too much chocolate and overindulging in rich food can actually adversely affect one's health, so the key is little and often. I'm sure you're all familiar with the old saying, all good things in moderation. I'd like to turn now to smiling. This is a very basic human response, which is found among humans in every corner of the globe, and it is something that we are all born with, regardless of the location of our birth. It's interesting that smiles have been proven to have a ripple effect. So if I smile at you, it catches on, with you then being more predisposed to smile at the next person you encounter. This ripple effect has also been noticed with drivers. For example, if you let someone out of a side turning, then they will be predisposed to show the same courtesy later that same day to another driver. Incidentally, being kind to other people has also been shown to increase your own happiness. It has also been proven that moderate exercise can boost the immune system. Here I'm not talking about a gentle stroll around the shops every day, but rather a brisk walk or some other form of physical exertion. Basically anything which gets the heart pumping. This will give you what is termed an opioid high, a feeling of peace and calm. The only danger is that some individuals can become hooked, and I've heard of people going running in the middle of the night simply to get that endorphin rush. Now let's turn to the link between depression and ill health. It has long been known that people who are depressed do not feel they have a sense of purpose. Consequently, they turn inwards. And then what happens is...
That is the end of task 1.